Information released to RT Investigates under Freedom of Information indicates that development land with the potential to provide an estimated 18,500 to 20,700 homes on nearly 400 vacant sites across the country is lying idle. In the Dublin City Council area, there's an estimated 4,710 housing units that remain unbuilt on sites with development potential. Progress reports on the vacant site levy sent to the Department of Housing by local authorities last month show that 359 sites were identified, which were subject to an anti-land hoarding levy, with their housing potential calculated at between 30 to 50 homes per hectare. In stark contrast, almost one third of local authorities, 9 out of 31, didn't list any sites for the levy, mainly because they couldn't show a viable construction sector or housing need in their areas, the latter being required to apply the levy. Una Smith from RTE Investigates is here. Una, the vacant site levy was supposed to be the government's big stick to get developers building homes on their land and to penalise them for land hoarding. How's it working?
Well, Gavin, as you just in the introduction there, you say it's a very mixed picture. About two-thirds of local authorities are attempting to actually enforce the levy, but there are huge administrative difficulties. This is highlighted last year in their first progress reports, and I suppose the second progress reports underline it again. However, having said that, they've identified about 359 sites, as you say, across the country, and they've been able to estimate the number of houses that would potentially be built on those sites. And so it gives focus for local authorities and brings pressure to bear to I suppose, apply those levies and get development moving. But in the main, two-thirds of the sites, as I say, are have been identified. But they across the country, local authorities are expressing deep concern and dissatisfaction in relation to the administrative difficulties. And a highlighting issue here is that about over 200 sites had to be removed from the register. So about 60% of all sites that were actually on the registers had to be removed again. So that's a fairly substantial figure and underlines the fact that there are huge administrative difficulties. There are various reasons for this. Simple things just to, you know, to highlight. One example is that the idea of a vacant site for 12 months, how do you prove that? Some local authorities say that it's taken four site inspections. This was highlighted by Kilkenny County Council, and they're saying that On Bord Planála is taking decisions that makes it very onerous for local authorities to actually prove this and to actually levy the fines. And more proof that the administration is difficult is in the fines themselves. Roughly €880,000 of fines were levied in last year, which relates to the 3% of the site of 2018. But the original amount that was predicted by government was about 7.5 million. But in effect, the actual levying of fines has proved very difficult in itself also.
So could it be argued that the vacant site levy is a measure that's not possible or appropriate to implement in certain counties?
Well, this seems to be the picture emerging, certainly in about a third of the sites. So, like as you highlighted, about 9 out of 31 local authorities are saying, well, really, in our counties, we don't have a viable construction sector. Limerick said we haven't had an application for a multiple housing development in about 15 years. Other places like Mayo had sites on their register, but the On Bord Planála said, well, you don't actually have a housing need in your county, so therefore they had to remove all the sites. Same with Donegal, they said basically they didn't think, even though they have sites on their register, they didn't think that this was a policy tool that would be effective in terms of inspiring development. So it is fair to say that many local authorities are saying, really, in terms of the time, money and resources that are going into this, effectively, it's not something that they feel is viable because they don't have the strength of the construction centre or sector or the housing need.
So what evidence is there that the site levy is working?
Well, this is shown in the fact that, and government would point to this, is that there are about 61 sites were removed due to commencement on those sites from the registers. A further about 53 got pre-planning and another 41 were given grants of planning permission after being put on the register. So it could be argued that this stick that's been waved in some parts, these are mainly in the urban centres, is actually working and promoting development. Others have argued, and Leary Ratdown said, well, this is much more to do with the upswing in the macroeconomy and the construction sector in those areas. But there are other cities like Limerick and Galway that have rent suppression zones, so you would expect that they would have a real housing need, but they have not levied any fines, zero fines. So big questions about the administration, even in places where there's a very clear housing need.
Una, thank you. That's Una Smith of RTE Investigates.